Welcome everybody, Shir number 1073, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so the question is like this. We spoke about last Shir, which we'll talk a little bit more about, in reference to the Hadoma and Ha'etz, and we said in general there's Machlokes, Lamaisa, bottom line is just real quickly to Chazer Ov, it's important to keep this in mind. When you have Hadoma, all the other Brachos in general, we go right down in the order, but when it comes to Hadoma, if you have Hadam and Shahakal, of course, Hadam comes first. If you have Bar Priyo Eitz and Shahakal, Bar Priyo Eitz comes first. But then the Mechab said in Gimel, so if Gimel, then maybe you'll have one of Bar Priyo Eitz, or Priyo Hadam, you have Bar Priyo Eitz, Bar Priyo Hadam, right? We spoke about many times, Bim Heviyu, if they bring you. That's the Lashon of the Mechab, but it also means if you take it yourself, or it's in front of you, whatever the case might be, it's just a Lav Dafka type of a Lashon used in the Mechab in conjunction with those days. But he says like this, Eitz Mehem Shiyeritza. First Shita says whichever one you want. Second Shita, the second Shita says in the Mechab, Yesh Aymim, Shabari Priho Eitz Koidim, that Bari Priho Eitz would come first. And then the Mishnah Berurah sort of cleared it up for us in Sifkat Yud Ches. V'yis kimu achvenim de nochem linhu ki yeshayimim hazeh im shneim shavim b'chavivus. If they're both the Bar Priya Eitz and Bar Priya Adama, let's say I have an apple and I have a banana, right? Let's say you have Bar Priya Eitz, Bar Priya Adama, or I have even a vegetable, I have a tomato and an apple. Right? Even though banana is hadama, but let's say I'll take a tomato, which is a real vegetable, let's say, and I make, and it's a bar priya adama, and I have an apple, and I'm gonna eat them both at the same time. So which one do I make the bracha on first? So there's two different shitas. So if they're both, I desire them the same, right? I like them both the same, the tomato and the apple, so then I want to take the ha'etz first, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Yud Ches. But then he says, okay, like we said last time, we spoke about this, just a chazer over, okay, in pri hu adama chavit, but it's a priya Adama is more desirable. Let's say I like the tomato better. Yosem avarich ala chaviv, that you make first on the tomato. Okay, im pri hu adama chaviv, ya chaviv alav, yosem avarich ala chaviv. Then you make the bracha on the tomato if you like the tomato better. V'chein im pri adama hu min shiva. Okay, that's a separate issue which we'll see, which I want to get into a little bit, how that works, if it's part of the min shiva or not in different case scenarios. But that much we established the fact till now. And okay, so now the question is, interesting question brought down, it was brought to my attention also, Rev Khan and Sefer Yisrael Lachas talks about it, and I just want to go through it a little bit, how it might apply. When we say Eretz, the Pasuk says Eretz Chito Sa'aretz. So the part said the Pasuk says Eretz, the first Eretz, right? We're going to concentrate now on the first Eretz. As we know, there's two times Eretz. You have the first Eretz, then Chito Sa'aretz, Gefen Te'enev Rima. And the second Eretz is Zayis Shemen Udavash. We spoke about what that's all about. Now, the first Eretz says Chito Sa'aretz. You have wheat and you have barley. So now the question is, what exactly is included in barley? But the question is like this: where do we put, for example, rye? Where do we put oats? Right? We have wheat, and we have rye. We have wheat, and we have barley. Right? So we know in general that a person has to wash on the five different grains. Right? On rye, on wheat and barley for sure. That's in the pasuk. That's not even a question. Now you have also oats. You have rye, and you have spelt. Which we also wash on, right? I have spelt bread I have to wash. I have oats, matzah. Many people on Pesach coming up shortly. Bezras Hashem, you have Pesach, right? Many people eat oats, matzah, spelt matzah. They can't eat the other ones, whatever, gluten-free, this and that. So now the question is, so you wash your bench, you make a mighty, it's like any other bread. So where do we put it in conjunction with, when we talk about kedima bebrachas, right? Where do we stick rye, oats and spelt? Does it have the same din? Or is it like part of the barley family, whereby we'll say the pasuk says chitim and se'ira, right? Wheat and barley, is it part of the wheat or barley family, whereby it'll have those same halachas? Or do we say no? Or do we say that the rye, spelt, and the oats, even though you wash in them, is part of five grains, but it doesn't have the same status as those two, the chitim and se'ira, the wheat and the barley, that are stated in the pasuk, and especially if it's not made into a bread or a cake. That's where it comes more into play, where the question comes up. And the question Rabbi Kahan mentioned to me, interesting, which is like a granola bar. As we know, a regular granola bar is whole oats, rolled oats, right? It's whole oats, in which case we make a ho'adama. We mentioned in the past, Rabelski, Zech Tzadik L'Vracha, others hold that granola bar, one would make a ho'adama. It's mamish whole oats. You see each one, it's rolled oats. So it's adama. If you're going to say it's part of the barley, part of the sa'ira that's in the pasuk, so that should come before other items in the pasuk also. Let's say I have, for example, a pomegranate, right, or even a grape. You'll say, and I have a granola bar. So maybe I should make the bracha on the granola bar first. Where do we stick the oats, and where do we put the spelt, and where do we put the shifa and the rye? Okay, we'll talk about that more upcoming shiurim. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha, bracha, kol tov.